Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Chamber Radio Studio, located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce building, located at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. Folks, it is a big day today. There is an awful lot going on in our community, and it really starts with RAGBRAI. You're going to see an awful lot of people on bicycles. Let's show the Siouxland hospitality that we've been long known for. Folks, a very historic week. You know, this past week, we acknowledged and memorialized the tragedy that was United 232. Over 30 years ago, this community came together in a very special, a very remarkable way. And three decades later, we are still known for the care, the compassion, and the concern that we demonstrated in the wake of that horrible plane crash. Folks, we have visitors from all over the world in town today and tomorrow. We have folks from all 50 states and many foreign countries. Let's make sure that we share the road, that we're polite, that we're patient. If you've got people in your community, in your neighborhood that are going to be staying with friends and neighbors, hey, take a few extra minutes and make sure the grass is picked up or mowed and the litter is taken care of. We want to showcase Sioux City and the Siouxland Tri-State area in the very best way possible. Tomorrow morning, there are going to be a lot of bikes on the road, and they're going to be riding up Hamilton Boulevard. They're going to be riding up Outer Belt, going down 41st Street into the Leeds area, Floyd Boulevard. It's the 50th anniversary of the Register's annual Great Bike Ride across Iowa, and we want Sioux City and the Siouxland region to be their most memorable stop, and we want them to recognize and know the hospitality and the warmth that we're known for. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to also thank today our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And I'm really pleased to be joined today by a first-time guest and a gentleman that I've known for quite a number of years now, Mr. Wayne Becker. Wayne serves as the president and owner of Park Jefferson Speedway. Wayne, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Well, hello.
It's great to have you in studio. Happy Saturday. And as you know, as I just said, it's going to be a crazy day in the Sioux City Metro. All the events take place today throughout our community. I know Famous Dave's has a barbecue contest. I know there's a dunk booth fundraiser down off 4th Street somewhere in the Jitters area or neighborhood. I know that there are going to be an awful lot of our retail establishments open and hoping that you'll patronize their business today. So it's going to take a little patience. There's going to be a lot of guests in our town.
Absolutely.
So we look forward to welcoming everyone, and we hope that, again, Sioux City and the Siouxland area will put our very best foot forward. Speaking of, Wayne, you are the new owner of Park Jefferson Speedway, and we're going to talk extensively in the second half of the program about your acquisition of that property and of that organization. But as we do each Saturday morning, we want to begin by getting to know our guest, introducing our listening audience to you. So let's start at the very beginning. Where did you grow up?
Where Dakota Dunes is now, actually, we lived there when they bought it out.
You know? So I knew Dakota Dunes as the sand dunes.
Yep.
But you grew up in that area.
Absolutely, right there.
You're dating yourself a little bit.
We were actually the first people to sell to them.
Is that right?
Yep.
So, and I know there's a lot of sand dunes, but was there farmland there as well?
There was some. We just had like 3 or 4 acres, some horses, things like that.
Okay, so you literally grew up on the Missouri River.
Yep.
Sand buggies or dune buggies and all that?
You know, we had some motorcycles and things like that. And in the wintertime, some snowmobiles, things. That was fun.
Great area to grow up?
Oh, yeah, loved it.
And where'd you go to high school?
Jefferson, South Dakota.
Okay. So, again, you're dating yourself a little bit, but the Dunes was established about 30 years ago. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
And were there many? Did you have neighbors out there, or were you guys kind of isolated?
No, there was a nice little neighborhood there. They're all small acreages.
Okay. And so Tell me about Jefferson, about a 15-minute commute to school, 10-minute?
Yep, about 10 minutes.
Okay. And in South Dakota, you could drive as a freshman in high school. Is that right?
Yeah, you could drive at 14 years old.
So did you drive yourself? Did you take a bus?
Yep, drove with friends.
Okay. And what kind of sports and activities were you involved with in high school?
Football. High school, basically, the only thing I played was football.
And did you go both ways? Did they play offense and defense in those days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our team was pretty small.
And what did you play?
Tight end, mostly, and then anywhere on the defensive line.
So after high school at Jefferson, what was next for Wayne Becker?
I went to work, straight to work. I went to Wayne State for a short time and decided it was time to actually get to work and try to earn some money.
Did you consider playing football at Wayne State?
Oh, no, I was never good. So, no.
We all share a little bit of limited athletic ability.
Yeah, no.
Every now and again, this community produces a superstar, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say one of them, Mitchell Bettsworth, just won gold in the bench press at the International Special Olympics in Berlin, Germany. So a shout-out to Troy and Michelle, his parents, and especially to Mitchell. Congratulations on that gold medal. The Siouxland community is enormously proud of you. So what was your first job coming out of high school?
I was a heavy equipment operator for Siouxland Sand and Gravel.
So did you learn that as a kid growing up on the river?
Well, I learned it. My mom actually worked there. So I started actually working there when I was 14 years old.
Okay. So this was an easy transition. You were already had familiarity with heavy equipment and those kinds of things. And how much time did you spend with that organization?
Oh, probably a good 3 or 4 years.
Okay. And mostly heavy equipment operator?
Yeah, some mechanic as well.
Learned how to do both ends of this.
Yes, yep.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, where our guest today is Mr. Wayne Becker. Wayne is the president and owner of Park Jefferson Speedway. And as I said, in the second half of the program, we're going to talk extensively about his acquisition of that property and the vision that he and his family have for Park Jefferson. Again, Wayne, before we get there, you spent a number of years in your first job operating heavy equipment, being a mechanic. What was next?
I got into sales.
Okay. Started with the same organization, or did you leave them and start with someone new?
I moved to the Des Moines area as a heavy equipment operator, and then ended up in the wintertime wanted to do something different, and just took a job at Fruhoff Trailers, which is there was one in Sioux City too at the time, Siouxland Trailer Sales. So
mostly semi tractor trailers.
Yeah, yep.
And did you enjoy it?
I loved it. Yeah, I mean, I loved the sales job. I outperformed every salesman at the company and moved my way right up.
And that's work ethic.
Sure.
People don't always understand that, but sales is work, and it takes a lot of initiative. It takes a lot of persistence. And I've always said people buy from people they like, people buy from people they trust, and you need to have both. And I'm sure that was part of your objective in building relationships with potential customers.
Absolutely. 100% agree with that.
And I think you have to stand behind the products that you sell, and people have to know that a sales rep and the company is going to stand behind whatever they sell, and that's the key to future sales.
I agree.
How long were you with that organization?
Oh, I believe that was another 3-year stint.
Okay. And at some point, you started your own business. Tell us about what the catalyst and the genesis of that idea was.
Well, I've done it more than once. I actually started a excavating company after that. I wanted to work for myself. It was the main thing, and be able to provide for my family the best I can. I felt the best way to do that is start a business. So, but I did do an excavating business for 2 years, and ended up that didn't work out.
All right.
So went back into sales after that.
And then started the company that you own today.
Yes, correct.
Tell us briefly about that organization.
It's Premier Industries. We're an industrial distribution company. We sell motors, gearboxes, pumps, bearings, things like that, just to factories. And, you know, mainly the ethanol business is where we're really strong at.
And you mentioned your family a few moments ago. Tell us a little bit about your family.
I have a son, Colin, a son, Alec, a wife, Amy. Been married for 23 years.
Are the boys involved in the business?
Both of them.
Okay. And they're also involved in Park Jefferson as well.
Yes.
Which is a perfect segue to the second half of our program. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as the host on Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Mr. Wayne Becker. Wayne serves as the president. He's also the owner of Park Jefferson Speedway, an acquisition that he and his family made back about 5-6 months ago, I think, Wayne.
More
than that.
Yeah, I think it was August of last year.
Okay, so we're coming up on nearly a year. We'll be back with Wayne after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you on Saturday of the 50th anniversary of RAGBRAI. And RAGBRAI is in town, folks. When you're driving around this morning, expect, and this afternoon and throughout the evening, as well as first thing Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, be mindful of the fact that we expect over 20,000 bicycle riders to be in our community, dipping the back tire of their bicycles in the Missouri and then riding all the way across the state and finishing up by dipping their front tire in the Mississippi. So please be patient. Please share the road. Please demonstrate the hospitality that Siouxland has long been known for. There's an awful lot of visitors in town, many first-time guests, and we certainly want to leave them with the impression that Siouxland is a wonderful community and a welcoming community. And to that end, I welcome Wayne Becker, the new president and owner of Park Jefferson Speedway. Wayne, in the first half of the program, we learned that you grew up here, that you grew up over on the sand dunes of the Missouri River in southeast South Dakota, went to Jefferson for high school. And upon graduation, did some work as a heavy equipment operator, a mechanic, broke into sales, became an entrepreneur. You're now the owner of your own successful business. And the subject today is your recent acquisition, and I guess it's been about 11 months now. You and your family decided to buy Park Jefferson Speedway.
Yeah, it's been quite the adventure.
And so let's go back to August of last year. I understand you're coming up on a one-year anniversary. What first caught your eye? I guess I know that you grew up in the shadow of Park Jefferson Speedway. It was that, and I know that you're a competitive racer.
Yes.
And your family hasn't been involved in racing. Are those really the factors that helped you decide to make this acquisition?
It's part of it. The other part of it is, you know, I see Park Jefferson, it can be just so much more than just a racetrack. You know, I love the racing, but I just see a lot more potential there. So we've turned it into an event center as well, family fun center, things like that, and just stuff to make, you know, the Sioux City area, you know, a little more entertaining.
So really, this is an investment in quality of life.
I agree. Yes.
And I will say this, folks, coming out of COVID, we recognized that the labor force shifted, the workforce has shifted, and quality of life has become a top priority in our Siouxland community. And Park Jefferson is more than a racetrack.
Absolutely. It's going to get better every day, too.
Tell us a little bit about when you first proposed this to your wife, did she look at you like, oh, here we go again?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. And, you know, and we kind of gave up a lot. We used to have a place in Okoboji, and we would spend our weekends there. And we sold that, went all in to get Part Jefferson running, and we're there on the weekends now, and we're actually working instead of playing. So there's a lot of times we both question whether that was the right decision or not.
But I know that your vision is pretty bold. I'm not sure that people realize exactly what you hope to accomplish. Let's talk about that vision a little bit.
Well, I want to have a place where people feel welcome when they come there too. And there's just got to be more to do in Siouxland. We shouldn't have to go to Okoboji and other places to go. So we're going to bring a lot of entertainment there, different things other than just the car racing. We do have concerts. We're going to do, you know, we'll possibly do a pumpkin patch there maybe sometime, maybe not this year, but in years to come. But we also have a campground, a swimming pond that we put a pond in. You know, we've got a water slide in there, looking at putting a water blob in. So just different fun things to do for Sioux City.
So the water slide will be welcome. I need a little help there. What is a water blob?
Well, you jump off a platform onto a big inflatable device that somebody on the other end gets launched after a person jumps on one end, the person on the other end launches off into there. Pretty fun.
So I've seen these before. Is that operational right now?
It is not. I have purchased it and come in damaged, and we're trying to get it repaired.
So fascinating, because I think anybody that's spent any time on the internet has come across one of those videos, and that absolutely looks like a riot. Have you done it at other locations?
I have done it in Okoboji. There was a houseboat out there that was just letting people jump on there and give it a run, jump off the top of the houseboat, and boy, it was a blast.
And I'm sure kids absolutely love it.
Absolutely.
So this is really a vision for a family entertainment center more than just a racetrack.
Absolutely, yes.
And what kinds of things? I know you've already had a concert and more on the horizon. The racing takes place on a regular basis. For those who want to learn more, where would you direct them, Wayne?
So for the racing, it's www.parkjeff.com. That's kind of our main site, but the campground is www.parkjeffcampground.com, and the event center would be www.parkjeffeventcenter.com.
So parkjeff.com is going to have all the information on racing, and then Park Jeff Event Center covers the event center.
Concerts, things like that, yes.
And Park Jeff Campground?
Yeah, and that's where you can book your camping right there.
Okay, and I know that from our initial conversation, there was a lot of elbow grease that went into this to prepare it for camping.
Oh, absolutely. that was much more of an undertaking than I thought.
And that continues, and I know there's been some concrete work and a lot of cleanup and some electrical work to make sure that the campers have access to all those types of things, and that's ready to go today.
Yeah, electrical, sewer, we have full amenities in the campground, dump station, everything.
And I know with Ragbri in town today, that's probably a pretty popular place, even though you're up the road a ways.
Yeah, you know, we haven't advertised it quite a bit yet, just because we're just finally getting some of the finishing touches on it. Still got to get street lights in this week if the weather holds out. But other than that, it's ready to go. And the grass is finally starting to come in. So we didn't push something that was going to be, you know, an unenjoyable experience before we got there.
And Wayne, are there concerts on the horizon that are booked that we already have dates, or are these still in the planning stages?
No, we have one coming up July 29th. So that's kind of it's a music festival. So we have Spandex Nation coming. They're kind of like a hairball band, but they're out of Las Vegas. It's an act. So we also have the Dirt Band, which is a Motley Crue cover band. And then we have the Rolling Stoners, which obviously is a Rolling Stones cover band.
And that takes place on July 29th. And if people want more information, where do we direct them?
www.parkjeffeventcenter.com.
So on July 29th, Park Jefferson Speedway, Now, so much more than a racetrack, will be hosting a musical festival with Spandex Nation, The Dirt, and the Rolling Stoners. And what time do people, should they plan on getting out there? Because that's a number of concerts. That's going to be a couple of hours worth of music.
Sure. The Rolling Stoners will start at 5 p.m. and they're 2-hour sets each. Before that, we do have a volleyball tournament going on. We have a rope swing contest in the pond. We have a mud bogging pit to bring your ATVs. One of the things with this, we want to be ATV friendly as well. So we're going to allow you to, the concert's going to be in the infield of the track, right? So you're going to be able to drive your ATVs on the track to park and watch the concert if you'd like. And then obviously we don't want the ATVs in the infield where the spectators are going to be. But there's going to be play areas. We have 59 acres of land. So it should be fun.
There's an awful lot going on out there. And this July 29th is the next event, but it's not the only one you have on the calendar this summer.
We are going to be adding another concert in August and one in September as well.
And so people can continue to visit parkjeffeventcenter.com for this information.
Yes, and our Facebook page.
And that's Park Jefferson Speedway, I think.
Yep.
So, folks, if you're looking for more information, you can visit parkjeff.com, parkjeffeventcenter.com, parkjeffcampground.com, and learn an awful lot about what Wayne Becker and his family are accomplishing at what was formerly known as simply Park Jefferson Speedway.
That's correct.
You know, it's got to feel good to be making a difference in your hometown.
It does. I really wanted to do this.
Well, please tell your wife, as well as Colin and Alec, we appreciate the hard work and the family business, and we certainly hope to support you and make you successful and help you realize your vision to bring more quality of life to the Siouxland region.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Mr. Wayne Becker. Wayne is a local native, grew up right here in the Siouxland Metro in southeast South Dakota, now a business owner, and recently acquired the Park Jefferson Speedway and is turning it into a family quality of life event center, campground, play area. Wayne, we wish you every success, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Folks, enjoy the 50th anniversary of RagBri. We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, this is Chris McGowan. We'll see you next Saturday morning.